Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
And apparently it's snack time.
All right, go.
It's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
Time for The Talk in AEW.
Yeah, let's talk about AEW for a minute, shall we?
Oh, yeah, let's.
Let's talk about the pay-per-view on Sunday night.
Yeah, we were able to go ahead and see Wrestle Dream. Mother!
That sounds good on the radio. Thanks. Let's talk about Wrestle Dream and all the stuff that is happening on socials.
Oh, yeah.
And all the WWE fanboys that are not happy right now because.
No, they're not happy.
Because at the end of the main event.
Christian Cage versus Darby Allin.
We heard those immortal words.
Yes.
You think you know me.
Oh, yes.
And yeah. Alter Bridge and came on. And Adam Copeland, formerly Edge of the WWE, is now all elite.
Get over it, folks.
And here's the thing. It's not the original. This is what people were having a fit about. It's not the original recording. Somebody else said it. Yeah.
Beth Phoenix.
Yeah, named the person who went ahead and did it. It's Elizabeth Copeland. His wife.
The Glamazon.
Yes.
Beth Phoenix. Otherwise, kind of a stale pay-per-view. Nothing really happened.
I mean,
Moxley got fined for cursing during 0 hour on YouTube.
Seriously?
Yeah.
He also got fined because he did commentary during Wheeler Yuta and
right, but that was during the pay per view. But during 0 hour, which is on YouTube,
yeah,
he got fined.
Oh, oh boy,
what else happened?
Let me see. Of course, you have the Young Bucks won the shot to go ahead and face FTR. For their belts, yes, FTR retained.
Maxwell Jacob Friedman successfully defended the ROH World Tag Team Championships
in a handicap match.
Single-handedly.
Yeah, with the kangaroo.
With the kangaroo kick. But the spot of the night, what we waited 3 hours of pay-per-view for.
Yes.
Where speculation was going on for months.
Yeah.
About Adam Copeland.
The
WWE dropped the ball because they didn't get the rights to Magnolus. They didn't get the rights to
Metal English, yeah.
Never gonna stop from Rob Zombie.
So he could have came out the boat.
And they also dropped the ball and let the copyright go for Rated R Superstar.
Because they're stupid.
So
on
the graphic. On the graphic that Tony Khan put up after the thing,
the lower
third, it said Rated R Superstar Adam Copeland is all elite. And we were talking, and we'll get to you in a minute. We were talking earlier, Tony Schimmel, who used to be the ring announcer for the WWE, works for AEW in production. So it would be cool.
It'd be pretty awesome.
Not to have anything against the Dapper Yapper, Justin Roberts.
Definitely.
But it would be cool if Justin Roberts brought out Tony Schimmel
That'd be funny.
And then Tony Schimmel brought out, did the announcement for Edge.
Yeah, and they stopped using Schimmel when Adam Copeland.
Ontario, Canada, weighing 235 pounds, the rated R superstar Edge.
When he was there, you know, when the merge happened, when the brand stuff happened, they're like, yeah, well, we don't really need you. We already have announcers. We don't need you. Schimmel's like, okay, fine, cool, whatever.
So Tony Schimmel went, Dasha went, and Justin Roberts went. We got three of them. All right, we have a big show. We are continuing our series right up until, of course, next week will be an encore show because we're not going to be here. But we are continuing our series on haunted places.
Oops. Yes.
Right up to our Halloween show. And programming note real quick. That after the Beatles Forever, Tuesday night, Halloween night, Beatles Forever, 4 to 6 p.m. on WTBR-FM right here on this radio station. Immediately following that show will be the third annual Halloween Spooktacular.
Woo-hoo!
From 6 to 8 p.m. And this year, it's live.
Yes.
4 hours, you get to hear our lovely voices for 4 hours of radio time on Halloween night.
Yes, aren't you happy?
So if you're taking the kids out trick-or-treating or doing the pumpkins or having a Halloween party, turn us on for the third annual Halloween Spooktacular, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on WTBR-FM.
Right.
So now, speaking of spooktaculars,
okay,
what have you got for us today, this morning, Darlene? The floor is yours.
Well, considering I went ahead, as usual, and got into my app that I've been running for quite a while. Once again, yeah, happiness with my Ghost Adventures team. And this is one, it's called the Asylum 49. And I'll explain to you why it's called the Asylum 49. Okay, this is the Ghost Adventures. They investigated a section of the Tupelo Hospital. Okay,
where is Asylum 49?
I'm trying to read it.
I'm sorry.
You interrupted.
My bad.
I will let
you see what you did.
And
you got told.
Okay, it was in Tupelo Hospital back in 2011. And it's located outside of Salt Lake City, Utah.
So, Osmond Country.
And it's called Asylum 49, which is a haunted, you're never going to believe this, it's a haunted attraction behind locked doors of an old nursing home.
Eh?
Yeah.
You turned a nursing home into an attraction?
Yes.
Yes. They went ahead. Okay.
It's Utah. What do you expect?
Okay. All right. What they did is it was a brother and sister team. They went ahead and they decided to inquire the building in Diplo. And they went ahead and part of it was... part of it was closed, so they went ahead and they actually bought that section of it. This is so stupid. They bought the section of the nursing home, turned it into the haunted attraction. The other part of the hospital was still operational with the nursing, with the patients still in it.
All right, so you see, go in, hey, welcome to our haunted attraction, but... please don't go through that door or else you'll actually be in the hospital unless you have something that needs to be taken care of. Anyway, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And there was a section that you would go
through. I feel bad for any old person with dementia having to go through there.
Unfortunately, there's a section of the hospital that was cut down. It was called what they call the Green Mile. You didn't go through that certain parts of the door because if you did, then you would enter to the section where the... people were still in the hospital, quite elderly and everything. So they decided to go ahead and had that as their haunted attractions in the one part, and then the other part, like I said, was being worked on. Now, this is what is now going currently when they went back again afterwards. They returned, okay, the boys returned back. They turned and they said that behind locked doors, the crew turned around and says, was not permitted for a real working reasons for because of the fact that it was a real working nursing home, and where 178,000 square foot of nursing home was still operational. All right, and they turn around there says it shut down eventually after they had gone ahead and found out all the information that it was going to be cut down. They went ahead and they had one nurse that they went ahead and they interviewed. Now, the nurse turned around and said, and I quote, this is what she was quoting. She says they worked through some of the areas. They figured the spirits of a little girl about 3 o'clock in the morning had gone into the area of where the working hospital part nursing home was. They had a person that was quite ill, and unfortunately, by the a certain amount of time, the door had closed. They pushed it open, and for some reason or other, they could not get into the room. By the time they had gotten into the room and was able to access the door to check on the patient was dead. And here's the horrible part. It happened in threes.
You know how they always say death comes in threes.
Yeah. It happened three times, three consecutive each time. It's also the mark of the Trinity, if it's demonic.
Well, mocking in the Trinity. So.
Exactly. And they turned around and they said that there was dark spirits, shadow people.
Mm-hmm.
They went ahead and they literally took cameras in that certain part of the nursing home. And they actually put tape up over the cameras to block the areas because the nurses were literally watching the cameras. Because they were watching the shadows going across the rooms. And they turned around and they said that they could actually see orbs of the deceased, you know, bouncing around and everything. That the nurses were reporting it left and right that it was coming on a massive scale inside that place. That they were not, the nurses weren't tending to the patients. That the nurses were more afraid of the atmosphere that was in the building rather than them taking care of the patients at the time. They didn't like sending the elderly down to certain parts of the area where it was because the people would turn around and complain that they had been awoken up out of a sound sleep and scared pretty harsh by either being shaken or touched.
Oh, so they had the Jesus scared out of them.
Yes, they did, literally. The ghosts would just have whole total torment to these folks.
Sounds about right.
And they turned around and they said that sometimes it was to a point that they just couldn't understand why the spirits were that way. There was one spirit that the one person turned around says that she kept on screaming for her to wake up, and then she said she felt upset over it and kept telling her family that they were coming in and they were waking her all the time, and the nurses wouldn't let her sleep. Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was creepy.
Yep, it wasn't the nurses that were going in
no.
and doing it. It was whatever was haunting the place. The little girl, they said, apparently the little girl, because of the fact that it was a hospital, they believe that the part that was the hospital was the part where maybe the little girl had passed away into the hospital. And here she was. She was supposedly a little girl. They turn around, they says that it has come in many different forms. It's become into a man, a large-sized man, 6 feet tall. It has come into a form of a small child. It has come into a form of a dog that has walked through the halls. It has been pretty intense. Now, the last time when they found out that the building had sold, they had a person that had died in the place. Literally, they left the bed there and everything of the fact that the guys had died in there. They left him there to a point that he was there for so long waiting to be picked up. They had all this body powder all over this bed, and you could still see the way that the body frame was. And they just left it there in the nursing home. And the people who bought the Asylum 49 went ahead that had that part of the section of the hospital, obtained the next section of the 1,700 and something feet of the new part. Now they have even more of the hospital to play with. But here's a little catch with this. This one's even more hostile and intense than the other part of the hospital was.
Yeah, no, fudge that. Nope.
And they
so what is in this attraction?
What's in this attraction? They turn around, they said that there are severed heads.
Ooh.
There are piercing body parts. They use actual blood from, you know, the stuff that, you know, the actor things that they do in horror movies.
When they
and
went
stuff.
In there, what did they
They found
do their investigation, what did they find?
They found to be very extremely haunted. The boys were attacked. Billy, who's one of the techs.
One of the camera and audio tech.
Jessica can tell you he is a very super trusting kind of person and put his heart right out there for you.
He's a trusting kind of guy, but he's also a skeptic where, you know, okay, whatever you say, guys, yeah, it's haunted, until something comes up and swipes him in the butt, and then he's like, never mind, it is haunted, I'm out.
Yeah, Billy is to the point, he went ahead and he decided to lay in the bed that the guy had passed away in. Here's the thing for you. When they did, they put all the probes on him to check his heart and his breathing and so forth, just for safety reasons. And he decided, okay, I'm going to sleep in this room where this guy just passed away a couple months ago. And he was laying in there. And at the time that it happened, they were recording it. So it was fun and exciting. The room next to where Billy was, you can see the door opening and slamming really, really fast. When he got up, he had literally jumped so high. He turned around and he says his heart was so bad that you can actually see the monitor taking off because of the severe scaring of the way he was. He was just literally terrified. But he said he had been touched. He had been grabbed. At the time, you could see the image of the shadow following towards him to literally come down into his face. He turned around and he goes, nope. I'm definitely not going to be the next. Thank you. So he got up, and at the time they turn around, they said to Jason, turn around, comes back onto the thing and says, run it. He says, I ran it back. He says, you're never going to believe it, but the room where that just occurred, the door slammed. And they have been having doors slamming and everything, things running, orbs bouncing, You name it. It's a, they've got walking for the attraction. They've got a little girl. The little girl, she's still there. And they found out that the reason why she's there, she did pass away there because they had a psychic come in and speak to her. She feels happy there. But she likes to play creepy games.
She likes the attention.
Yeah, yeah. She likes the attention. She likes to be around people. So they turn around and they says it's okay. She can be there as long as, you know, she's not doing any harm. Which she, it wasn't her. It was one of the other spectrums that was there. He was the one, the 6 foot one, the one that was causing the panic. And he was mimicking what her to cause chaos in the place. That's what was happening.
So is this attraction still open?
Yes, it's still a running.
For a nominal fee, you can go to this attraction.
Yeah, and it is. It's in the hospital. It's in Salt Lake City. And here's the thing. They turn around, they says that the one of the nurses was told that that she was fired from this place for speaking and telling the truth about the hidden problems in the place. She was fired before they closed up the other part of the nursing home.
Okay, so what are they doing the other part of the nursing home now that it's closed?
Oh, now that it's closed, the asylum people went ahead and bought it up.
Okay, so
now they
turned
just
that into an attraction
yeah,
as well.
Now they went ahead, they just opened it up more. Yeah, they have working operations going on. They got people dressed up in all kinds of costumes and different things. People coming out, scaring the living daylights out. I mean, it is definitely go. You are when the team arrives, they arrive in an ambulance that says Asylum 49 on it. While they've got people outside waiting to get into the attraction.
Okay. Is this like a Halloween thing, or is this
yes,
open all year
this
round?
This is a Halloween thing. But as last time I knew, they were still doing it every weekend.
Okay. Leave it up to her. She finds the most creepiest stuff to put on this show. Is that all we got from you? Did you do your little thingy?
Yeah. I mean, outside, like I said, outside the fact of, you know, they, like I said, there's a lot of, interesting parts about this place. I mean, it is ran, like I said, a regular haunting thing, and there is excitement and.
So she's got two more shows, and she promised a huge one for the last show before Halloween.
Yeah.
So we'll
yep.
see what she brings to the table in 2 weeks. So keep
tuning
in.
It's gonna be fun.
Okay. Jessica.
Yes.
You're up.
Sorry. Nose kind of dribbled. I decided to go with the traditional haunted legends, and I decided to go with the Headless Horseman. So why not?
She's going for facts.
What? I had to. Anyways. Of course, you know that it's supposedly a legend from the town of Sleepy Hollow. But here's the thing, there's actual historical proof that it might have been more than just an urban legend.
Yes.
That was told to Washington Irving. There is actually a tombstone. If you go to one of the old cemeteries, I forget. If you go to one of the old cemeteries in Sleepy Hollow, it's actually a tombstone that goes ahead and reads to, what is it?
Ichabod?
No, it's not Ichabod. It's the Headless Horseman's tombstone.
Oh, okay.
He was actually a German soldier that fought for the American Revolution.
Yes.
And when they had brought the cannons, they lit one of the cannons off. And unfortunately, when the British lit the cannon off, the cannonball severed his head. And he was buried without it. They never found the man's head, unfortunately.
I guess he got a little too close to the cannon.
They aimed it directly at him because he was...
The general.
He was killing the British army really, really badly with extreme prejudice. Let's just put it this way. Us Americans went ahead and hired them for assassins, and we did it pretty good.
We asked them to do the job, and they did it well.
Yeah. And yes, he was a general. And like I said, when a cannon fire hit, it severed the head. And when they buried him, unfortunately, without his head. And of course, the legend is that he rises from his grave and walks the cemetery at night looking for it. And that's where the legend Sleepy Hollow originated from. One, what happened was Washington Irving decided to take that legend and turn it into his story about Ichabod and the Van Tassel family, which was based off of actual people in Sleepy Hollow. There was an actual Ichabod Crane.
Well, I was just going to ask if there was actually an Ichabod Crane.
Yes,
there was.
There's the actual school teacher. And yes, the Van Tassel family was true. They were related to the Van Rensselaer family, which founded Rensselaer.
Yes.
There is like a distant cousin from the Van Rensselaer of the Van Rensselaer family.
Ooh, la-di-da.
And sorry. Here it is. It's in the old Dutch church and burial grounds is where you find it. It's the oldest church in New York State, actually. In souls, and yes, it's rumored to be haunted by the Headless Horseman. And it's not just...
Has anybody actually seen the ghost of the Headless Horseman?
And the thing is, it's not just the horseman. It's him and his horse.
But anybody,
because his horse is killed also in...
Has anybody actually seen...
There has been...
The ghost rising up and running through the cemetery?
Actually, yes, there has been reports of him rising from his grave at night with the horse. You see a black, according to people, you see a headless rider on a black horse charging to the field. And unfortunately, it's one of those residuals and it can't be stopped. It's on a continuous loop. Right. That is the last loop, is him charging on horseback.
Right, we have about 1 minute, so that was interesting. Know Your Berkshires aired Monday. The Civitan Club, it'll be up on the podcast here, there, at some point. It'll be up on the podcast. We are out of here for Jesse and Darlene and my director, Carol, and me and everybody in the back. We will see everybody next. Oh, well, not next week, but the week after next.
The week after
next
that.
Week off, Columbus Day.
Yes.
And we have a couple more shows before the Halloween show once again.
Yes.
Just as a programming note, Beatles Forever, October 31st, 4 to 6 p.m. And then immediately following the Beatles Forever show live, we will be doing the third annual Halloween Spooktacular live from 6 to 8 p.m.
Yes,
Halloween night on WTBR. 4 hours of airtime for our lovely voices. And we are out of here.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.